That was on you guys, thank God. I'm glad we didn't cut away. See, now I have to cut back to Alex. For those of you who are listening to this via MP3 and not watching the YouTube, we are doing a setup right now, a two-camera setup where I have to manually hop back and forth to show the other guys and then show me.
How's it feel being the producer?
It sucks. Hot garbage. But I'm going to do my best to give a better shot of everyone. Again, youtube.com/papasbasement. Go there if you want to watch the video over listening to the podcast. I mean, we're all sexy, right? We're all sweaty, so you can see our erect nipples through our tees. It's pretty amazing.
Hella hot. Yeah, you guys should be checking out. If you guys only listen and you don't check out the YouTube, you need to be doing that. I mean, seriously, if you see the view right now, you're going to watch it over and over again. This is going to get at least 1 million views, I'm pretty sure. And at some point, we're going to take our shirts off.
It's some masculine stuff. Like, I walked in, my mom was watching Ellen when I came in from work today.
Hot.
And yeah, it was Ellen. I guess she doesn't have to pretend she's straight anymore. But it was Channing Tatum.
Not for like 10 years.
Yeah, Channing Tatum and a bunch of Magic Mike guys. And do you think that does anything to Ellen, or is she, like, so firmly gay the way she looks?
Like, I know that she always acts like, she's like, ooh, la la, like, you guys look so hot. I mean, it seems so very forced.
I mean, guys get off to lesbian porn, right? So, like, there's got to be something there for Ellen, right? You think? Maybe?
I call me old-fashioned. I'd like to think even in the biggest lesbian, there's a chunk of her just a little bit. Like, you know what? It's been 7 years. I'll take a dick. Give me a big, beefy dick and some pecs, and that's what I'm going to do.
That's the motto.
Then I'll go right back to the steam
hands. Where are you going to find one of those in Hollywood?
What, a big, beefy dick? I mean, the Lakers and the Clippers play there, right. So you're pretty covered. All right, everyone, this is Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. The show is celebrating its 10th anniversary and is hosted at inpapasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done, Jesus Christ, is like 555, something like that. So close to that magic 666. Just stay with me. 2 more years. Go there. Everything we've ever done. You find us on iTunes. You find us on Stitcher, youtube.com/papasbasement. There's a bunch of videos of this entire sexy crew. Let me flip to these guys. Mm. This bevy.
Hi, guys.
This smorgas. Is it smorgasbord or Borg?
Borg.
Like
Borg.
Like Locutus? Like Patrick Stewart? Like Assimilation?
Yeah.
Smorgasbord.
I thought you were trying to say ludicrous.
Smorgasbord. All righty. From Luda. Left to right, an N-word named Luda, as he raps sometimes, sounding exactly like this. Very articulate.
Perhaps.
Very enunciatory, which I made up.
Yeah.
That part made me sound black, making up smart sounding words. I'm like a college kid on draft day. What? There is celebrationness of a, okay, I'll stop now. Before I dig the grave. From left to right, we've got Pete Maybe.
Hey guys, what's going on? Pete Maybe here, at Pete Maybe on Twitter, maybe not on Tumblr. Also at my website, PeteMaybe.com.
We've got a young Kurt Cobain with short hair. What are you going
just
by?
Alex. Just Alex. You can follow me on Twitter at Wizard of Waz, WAZZZ. I'll tweet at you if you pay me.
You have not tweeted in months. I use an app to sniff out non-active accounts, and every goddamn time it's like, do you want to unfollow Alex?
If you want to ruin your Twitter ratio, follow me.
Exactly.
Wait, so he's followed you for months? He just followed me 2 days ago. This guy.
Really?
Known him for a year.
Hey.
I wasted a year of my life with this guy, and he just follows me.
He knows where his bread's buttered.
A year. Like, don't work me, bro.
And far to the right, we have Pete. Do you want to introduce this man?
This? Our friend? Actually, no, I think our friend can introduce himself. Because,
really?
Who knows what he wants to say?
You're going to lose a lot of viewers. Like
all right.
That.
I'll
listeners.
I'll do the Eddie Murphy, you may speak.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
My name's Chris. At White Suit Guy on Twitter. I don't use Twitter. Never listened to the show once. But I'm here.
And my apologies. I don't follow him on Twitter, and he follows me. So
Chris,
I gave you.
I was kind
any
of told
trouble.
To.
Chris is the son
just
of
out.
Super
the,
fan.
The truth comes out. All right.
Super fan at Sarcasmic92. If you want to stalk her online as well, she's
please
very
don't.
Active.
That's
on
my
Twitter.
Mom. Don't stalk her.
You can stalk.
Does she
her.
Know you're here right now?
She does.
Oh, that's awesome.
She told me to be here.
Oh my God, we're bringing in a whopping 0 viewers right now.
Woo!
Nice. Alex, Pete,
greetings.
What's up?
I am psyched because we are about to do our favorite thing that we've been doing the last year or so of our lives.
Threesome.
That is true. With Alex always as Lucky Pierre.
Yes, sir.
That's. I'm always the
no.
One.
He's always off in the corner as just Alex. That's me.
With a cone on my head.
The shame cone, and then we just bukkake the sides of it and let it all trickle down.
It's better than nugget porn.
Just bukkake.
Nothing's better than nugget porn. Nothing's better than nugget porn.
Yes, we are going to do another improv class our favorite place to do improv in the Washington, D.C. area, the Unified Scene Theater.
Wonderful venue.
We start that up next week.
It's being taught.
It's great. We're being taught by our favorite teacher, Sean Westfall,
who has been on this show. You guys should check out his episode. It's really good.
He'll be back soon enough. Sean, I don't know if Alex, because I don't know if you've been around the theater for a bit. Were you aware that Sean went to Burning Man?
Yes, Burning Man. I don't know much about it, but I've heard some interesting things.
I don't know much about it. It seems very. I think the technical term is like artsy fartsy and faggy.
Right. Look, I'm sure it's
very technical.
If I were from Southern Alabama, I probably would not look too fondly upon the Burning Man tradition. It seems like that's more of a
It's a very artistic thing.
It's artsy fartsy.
It's artsy fartsy. I came up my dad was first generation immigrant, my mom was second generation. So I came up, it was like you either did school or you did things to pay the bills. My dad was, a locksmith, passed on that trade like herpes at birth to me. I really just did school and locksmithing since I was a little kid. So it was hard for me to learn any sort of performance type. Like when we were asked to do characters, when we first got into improv, I was just like, again, I'm going to use a technical theater term. I was like, this is so gay. It didn't come naturally to me. So
was your dad like a really stone-faced, just non-expressive guy?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, I mean, there was anger.
In your life? Oh, there's just anger?
Yeah. And I'm not saying like he was like a crazy dude that beat us or something like that. I mean.
Not saying he wasn't, though.
If the fist flew, they were probably for good reason. Like, this is a guy that worked like a 12-hour day and then walked in the door. And my mom was like, Vasily, the boys aren't doing their math homework. Like 5 seconds in the goddamn door.
You sound like a battered woman in like a really like torn relationship. She's like, well, if it was probably because I deserved it.
Oh, she wasn't battered. He never put hands
on
her.
Not her. Is what I'm saying. You sound like.
Oh,
her.
Okay. No, she wasn't battered. She,
I probably did deserve it.
They screamed at each other.
I did get a B+.
Like that house was just like Lou Piniella screaming at a goddamn umpire for most of my childhood. But
I don't know who that is.
He's a very angry manager in MLB.
Yeah. He Yankees.
Tommy Lasorda.
Right?
Oh god, Piniella. Piniella kind of
the Rays. I know he managed the Rays at one point. He was around the league.
There was
Rays, Phillies.
There was just that archetypal like fat Italian angry
right. Where
coach.
It's like yeah, like every time he left the dugout you're like, "Is he going to get ejected?" Like
yeah.
you knew some stuff was going down.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had him, you had Lasorda. I'm trying to think who else. Tony La Russa was kind of stone-faced.
No, who was...
God, they let a lot of them in the league, coach.
Joe Torre, obviously, was a big one.
Joe Torre was so laid back, though.
Yeah, he never really got into it that much with the
no.
Yankees. Oh, man.
Who's the Yankees' current guy? Joe Girardi? I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, there's some...
I'm seeing a trend.
Yeah.
The name Joe?
It's weird. A lot of Joes are assholes.
Yes, a lot of woolen jerseys with a bunch of chest hair poking out the top of it in your coaching for MLB.
Gold
the
chains,
last
maybe
years.
Playing bocce.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So where the hell were we literally? I just blacked out on what we were discussing.
We're talking about Burning Man. We're talking about going back to improv.
Okay, yeah. We're going back. Yeah, we're gonna scoot back from me talking about my childhood and my pops. It was just weird for me to do any sort of acting. Even though I loved improv, I kind of liked improv-ing as myself, like
yeah.
getting into mm-hmm. a character, but not really changing voice, not really. You're supposed
right.
to learn how to like bunch up and do body language stuff, and none of that really appealed to me.
Yeah. Similar with me, kind of just like being the funny man in the class, in the controlled settings, but not necessarily doing like acting.
Yeah.
Per se.
It just, it felt weird because, as you were saying, my dad didn't act at all. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he acted like he didn't want to kill me when I wanted to play Nintendo while he wanted to watch Telemundo.
We all know why.
That was the extent
reason
of that
I
thing.
Watch it.
Oh, yeah. My dad loved him a brown ass. Like,
oh, I miss you, Telemundo. I miss Telemundo. Poppy!
Good stuff. So,
oh, my God. That one show where they're all... nope, I'm not even going to say it. I sound like a terrible person. But they're all school children?
Hold on. I took off my phone.
You know what I'm talking about?
What did you say?
Where they're all adults, but they all play school children? You know what show I'm
Muppet
talking
Babies?
About. No,
Little
it's
People,
on Telemundo.
Big World?
I'll look it up. I'll find it. But I was just like, this is insanity. I was like 16.
Rugrats All Growed Up?
Yeah.
Whatever that show is.
All Growed Up. Yes. That did it for me, too.
You like that one? You like adult Angelica? With her little pine cones coming in?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so I guess Sean has conveyed previously he had a similar background. He grew up blue collar, but over the years he has gotten into the acting and the improv pretty wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
So
he's from Indiana. I'm from Ohio. We're both Midwest born and raised.
Salt of the earth is what you're looking for.
There you go.
We're going to dabble in cliches.
Yeah.
If we're going to trade in them wholesale.
Yep.
So I picture him like going out and just really going whole hog with it. Like there's, despite the background of probably like son of a factory worker or something like that, and coming from some dreary town that's now just drowning in heroin.
Erie. All right.
Yes. So shout out to every town in America I just described.
Yep.
Raise your syringes.
The news next week.
So I think. Did you think at all about Sean at Burning Man? Because I did. He went out with his wife. And, like, for the 2 weeks they were out there, I was just like, what the hell are these two guys? Because Sean's our teacher. He's something of a figure of authority. Like, even if he's a theater teacher to adults, you're still like, that's my teacher.
Yeah.
Right.
So it was weird to, like, realize he's probably out there, like, again, I'm not saying this is what happened at all. I've not had contact with Sean. Like, I think they have to keister their cell phones when they go out there. And it's in the middle of some Nevada desert.
Middle of the desert, yeah.
I think it's frowned upon to have your cell phone out, like, all the time.
It's
probably.
It's frowned upon to have your cell phone in general.
I think it's, like, 2 hours from Reno.
I feel bad.
It's like getting back to, like, your basic roots and everything and orgies.
That's, like, legit, that's what I'm tiptoeing around. I just picture Sean, like, by day two, wearing nothing but a diaper with, like, Indian war paint on his face. Like, everything he's consuming is at least 15% peyote.
Yeah.
And, like, people are coming up, and it's just, it's a 10-day key party. You know, like, hey, your wife's hot. Hey, man, we're all one consciousness.
I like to think that they, like, offer me, like, they provide meals at Burning Man, but there's, like, a percentage of the meals that is peyote.
Exactly.
Or, like, 15%.
Or LSD.
Like, what proof do you want your spaghetti at? You know, that kind of stuff. Like, it's all dosed. There's nothing that isn't dosed. You sit on the toilet, and you're like, I'm tripping now.
That's beautiful.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I mean, it sounds really good.
Sounds dope, if you will.
I kind of
got him.
I kind of wish I could do that, but then I would come back to like 140 missed calls and 87 people being like, I'm locked out. Please get me in my house. My baby's crying.
A week later.
Do you,
do you
provide service? Never mind.
I come back to just like a skeleton, like you would see on a kid's drawing of a pirate's chest. Just like, oh, no. What have I done? I'm
I thought
late.
You said you had a kid with you.
I like that voice.
I ate the child day two.
Oh, poor kid.
I have legit had to let people into their car where the kid's locked in. Like, thank God it was never on like a roasting day where the kid's in direct sunlight. I'm a locksmith. That's in case.
See, that's another place where you're a hero, and that's where we make you the Touched by a Locksmith show.
Yes.
I mean, these are bad parents that obviously locked their child in the car.
Like, trying to kill them.
Exactly.
So that they can go to Burning Man and have anonymous sex.
Exactly. Because they said they called you, you couldn't make it, and then the child died. But they tried. You know? They tried.
No, I drive around like I have that, like a sixth sense, like that a ped would, but I use it for good. Like, I drive around, I'm like, I hear a baby crying.
Right.
Yeah. And then I pull over, and, like,
there's, there's
a kid, yeah, in the van. I'm like, I'm going to get you into your
I'm going to get you in this car.
That came out wrong.
Coming this October to the WB. He has the keys, but are they to your heart?
Touched by a locksmith.
Touched by a locksmith.
Yeah, did you guys, am I just like a weirdo thinking about our teacher yes, and how, okay, cool. Thanks
yeah,
for killing
yeah.
that bit.
Thankfully, we got that over with.
Quick. Yeah, okay, really. Good. Yeah. Like a dog with tetanus.
No, he dyed his hair green in preparation for the festival. That's how you know that something's going down.
Oh, he's
right?
down to screw with that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be weird. Like, last time I've never dyed my hair.
There is a non.
I did have highlights in middle school.
Did you really?
I did.
Highlights.
You part of NSYNC?
Yeah, I did. Well,
yeah.
You know, I always
are
wanted,
you Marshall Mathers?
I always wanted to be. It was an interesting phase in my life.
Everyone did the
spike
tips at one point in their time.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Okay.
I had the Bieber flow times two with the highlights. So it was
really?
Just like it was full on like just full on middle school phase.
Did
like,
you have Harry Styles hair?
At least it was middle school.
Like, was it a big Morrissey coif? Did you look like the vampire from that Robert Pattinson? Is that his name?
Twilight.
Ooh. Twilight, yeah. Did you have a big setup,
by the way?
No, I mean, it was just like aggressive flow.
Really?
Yeah, just a big, nice head of lettuce up there.
I remember when I was in seventh or eighth, and before I got a buzz cut, and before this buzz cut, I had white person hair. Like, I could move it around.
So.
And then I shaved it off, and it came in, like, curly. Like, my mom had just had sex with one of the bullets. I will never acknowledge their slave name, wizards. And I tried to comb it, like, wet it down and comb it, and it would just curl back up, and I looked like a goddamn flapper. It was horrible.
You need Suavecito, man.
It would nap up right to the, like, my friends would go, crave the wave. And then I went, with friends like you, who needs enemies? And then I fingered their sisters.
oh, I've been there. I've done that, yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, and it's like, I didn't realize how much you looked like him until I saw that O-face. And now... No, I'm going to come that much faster.
Yeah, that happened to me once, too. Not the coming part, but...
Really?
Yeah, like, after I was done, I was like, you are... No. You remind me
like
a lot
him.
Of it. It's just so lame. This was a really bad idea.
Oh, before that, it wasn't a bad idea to screw
it,
your
it
friend's sister.
It was still a bad idea.
That was all legit.
Well, I was sleeping over at his house, and then she just, like, approached me as he fell asleep.
How old were you?
I was like 17.
I hate Pete because
because I had like.
Well, you get like more ass than a toilet seat, and it's funny because I'll tell people that, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but a lot of women, their reaction is like, "Really, Pete? Like,
oh, like, come on."
He kind of doesn't look.
Let me prove it to
you,
like, baby.
Oh shit!
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, I guess we don't have to F8 that. You get one S bomb, sir.
PG-13,
baby. Why does he get one?
I'm saving mine.
You get one.
Fine, I F8'd it. There you go.
So
it's marked.
Can we also show tits? Like Titanic?
Yeah, because it's classy. Like, it's in a non-sexual context. Like, you're just going to have, what is it, the heart of the sea spilling between your T's?
Oh, there it is. Yeah,
it's, no, if, we it, were just... it's if it's for religious purposes, it's fine, right?
Yep.
Really?
So, yeah, we can make it a
or admiring
a
jewelry.
Nice.
That's it. So, anyways, back to
piercings.
Me.
What's back to you?
Back to me, if you don't mind.
No, I'm just saying you're one of those guys that I think got it like early and often. So I
not that early. I was 17 when I lost it. I mean, that's
17.
Pretty early, but
Jesus Christ, 17. I would have been normal had I lost it at 17. I would not be doing this goddamn podcast if my chair were popped at 17.
Well, what?
I've picked,
what,
baby.
No, what? How old were you?
Boy, I mean, I wasn't like.
Hey, you guys don't know this, but like. F8, Alex fucks.
Alex does. You know what, to put it technically, Alex does fuck.
I was a late bloomer, 18 years old, so.
18? Son of a bitch.
Sorry, John, I had to undercut
Hold
you
on,
there.
Before John says anything, Chris, do you mind?
19.
Ooh, right. Look at that nice sequential numerical.
I hate you. Well,
it was San Diego. I was drunk. She was drunk. Things just one thing led to another.
Oh, man. Gray rape. For the win. All right. I'm trying.
We're both drunk. It's consensual.
That's how I view it. Like, honestly, if you're both ass hammered, no one has a leg to stand on. If neither of you remember what happened, like, that baby doesn't exist. You
oh, get no, to, I remember.
You get to shove her down the
stairs. It was bad. You get to leave it in a locked car and exactly. call John.
Prom night dumpster baby.
I'm not going to say, like, I didn't turn down options. Like, I was a real homo about it. God, I'm sounding so homophobic this episode.
Oh, no, no. So it was with mm-hmm. it, so it was a dude.
Yeah, exactly. It was a mutual masturbation scenario. I think when I finally pulled the trigger, like, it was my first, like, long-term girlfriend. I was, like, I don't know if I was 20 or 21. I think 21.
Okay.
Yeah, like, before that, I had just, like, eaten a lot of box. I'd gotten my, you know, I'd gotten sucked off and all that good stuff.
Well, that's interesting.
But, please, tell me more.
Yeah, like, 21, I think, is when I was finally, like, screw it. Whenever porn and chicken... I've said this a million times. Whenever
oh, when
Porn
that
and
movie
Chicken
came out?
Aired on Comedy Central.
That Comedy Central original. Great
yeah.
movie. You should watch it.
Which one?
Porn and Chicken. Chicken. I remember, like, plowing her, and then we went to watch Porn and Chicken out in the living room afterward, and there was, like, a smoking hot redhead in there, and I just realized, like, I had sex with a woman much less attractive than this redhead. Also, I dig redheads. And, yeah, it was whatever that piece of crap aired. That is when Daddy lost it.
Dad, wait. Did you? I wasn't listening. Did you say an age?
I think I was 21.
21. Okay. Is that?
I could have been 20. It wasn't for whatever reason. I was like late to the
I'm
party.
Not trying to noodle that
getting
out.
My driver's license. Just look up when Porn and Chicken aired.
Not to be confused with Cow and Chicken. Also yeah. a good show.
Then, which I've also had sex to.
Yeah.
Then,
also,
then do an
also,
ounce of math, you dullard.
Yeah. Trust this. You know. Not necessarily fapping material, but...
yeah, so where the hell were we again? I'm just going to keep asking this. I don't care. I'm not keeping track with Dan.
We're well off track.
We're still talking Burning Man.
That movie came out in 2002.
2002.
Oh, man, I was 9.
And that it's not even the and. It's the apostrophe end. That's how you know it's like real just quality television.
It's from the streets.
From the streets.
It's soulful. Yeah, so I was probably 21 then. I was like the last, I didn't care to get my driver's license when I was younger. I was a bit of a, I don't want to say like a slob, but I just, you know, I was like, I'm doing my schoolwork. I get to do drugs on the weekends. Like, well, my life's good. What the hell do I need
yeah,
a car?
Yeah, priorities, man.
Yeah. No, like, I once that. I realized I could, like, smoke, like, actually smoke in peace when I got a car, that's when I was like, I need my goddamn license now. And go. Then you could drive to, there were always those mythical gas stations that would sell porn. And chicken and cigarettes.
I still have
to
one
kids.
Next to me. Well, of course I do. You know where
well,
I
yeah, you're 31 or something now, so you can buy all that stuff legally. I'm just
yeah,
saying.
But those gas stations don't even exist anymore. Do you guys see those gas stations where they sell the barely legal and the Hustlers and the...
That is legit.
I mean, Sheetz used to sell like Hustler and
Sheetz?
Playboy and stuff like that.
No
yeah.
way. Oh yeah, they did.
That is legit.
While.
I'm pretty sure they still sell Playboy.
But the... I'm talking like they have like cornhole and.
Is that a game or a magazine? Know.
Yes.
A cross between the two? Like, can you, like,
they have nugget porn.
Do you punch a hole out of the center fold and then throw beanbags through it?
Yo, not beanbags.
That is legit the one piece of pornography I ever purchased.
Nugget porn?
When I turned 18, I got a Barely Legal, which I didn't realize was, like, a Hustler spinoff.
Sorry, what is nugget porn?
I don't know. They keep mentioning it.
All right.
I don't get it.
Can we get some clarity on this?
Yeah, Pete, explain. Also, if you
no,
can
no,
tilt
no.
the camera
Actually,
a little
Chris
bit.
Chris is going to explain.
What, oh. nugget porn?
All right, so pretty much it's uniporn, right? It's the unicorn porn.
I don't know
porn.
What... Okay.
It's in the name.
Oh, well, you should call it... That uniporn is a much better... Sorry, keep...
No, like, nugget I'll... porn is uniporn.
Okay.
Because it's just so fantastic that, you know, everyone's heard of it and one person's seen
no.
it, but he doesn't remember the link.
Literally 50% of the people here have not heard of it.
Demonstrably
he
false.
It, so
he's
about to educate
false.
You. So... Both parties mm-hmm. have no arms and no legs, and they are marionettes while the puppeteers direct them through their actions.
Wow.
I mean, does this exist?
Yes.
I don't
but
believe
again, it's
it
like,
exists.
It's like a unicorn. You know, someone's
told
seen
me about
it,
yesterday.
But it's like your brother's cousin's sister.
That's like saying the clown from It is a unicorn. No, it's a horror from another dimension.
Nugget
shouldn't
porn's
exist.
Not a horror, and it should exist. And it does. I believe in my heart of hearts.
I'm just trying to figure out how that would work.
Is there,
like,
is
do
there,
you call out directions?
Is there some kind of, like, shock site that has it, like Lemon Party or Tub Girl or...
Rotten.
Keep listening to them, John. I know you.
Yeah.
Well, I get my phone out.
Please.
I mean, I've looked it up on everything major, you know, back in San Diego and in Erie, and it's hard to find. It's.
Thank God. Like, for once, let censorship reign.
You say that, but after the show, you're going to be so intrigued.
I think after the show, I'll probably go home and you porn up my usual, like, black guy pipes wife in front of white guy type stuff. And
oh, okay. That's what you're into.
Yeah, what the hell, you know. At this point, I'm so desensitized, it has to be a little screwed
up. Yeah, I need, like, niche market, baby. Niche market.
I need, like, 3-on-1 chick to dude ratio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's my style.
See,
layer them on.
Yeah, you can actually get and please women. I have to go the other way. I'm like, watch guy do what you're too lazy to do while guy jerks off in the corner.
And I can cook.
Oh, look, Mr. Catch over here. Mr. Catch. So,
what's up, ladies?
Back to the Peyote Fest. I guess no one thought of our fearless leader except for me. I'm the loyal dog.
I was thinking about him plenty.
I'm the golden retriever.
It kept going to sex, and I was like, I have to stop doing this.
Whose owner goes to Afghanistan.
Listen, I'm excited for the class next week. Uh-huh. It seems like it's going to be a very fun time. Seems like it's going to be a quite exclusive cohort.
Cohort, I like that.
So it'll be a pleasure to see the, what our next adventure in the world of improv brings.
I'm pumped as well because the entire point of this class is like, all right, you lazy pieces of crap. I've screamed at you a million times to form your own troops, but you haven't done it yet. I am now kicking you like little baby birds out onto
and
the pavement.
And we were so close.
And that's what I need to hear.
We were
so close.
We were really close. And then it hit the fan. But it's going to be a class with you, Alex, with Pete, with Cindy Creelman, all of our favorites. All of our improv.
Top four.
Excluded. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chris, you're not allowed.
No. Yeah, get back to Heroin Town, wherever the hell you're from.
It's all right.
Can't wait to go back home.
You can stay at my house.
While we're on
the
Heroin subject.
Town?
Of H-Town podcast, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Ohio.
Speaking of Ohio, are we gonna do the peyote segue or the pawpaw segue? Look at you trying to segue.
What is pawpaw? Is that like a really sweet drug too?
Pawpaw is
some might call it a sweet drug, a sweet nectar, if you will.
Trent Reznor would call it the perfect drug. That was not worth saying. Okay,
that's all right. I'm still confused.
I got the reference.
And should I be trying it?
But I didn't laugh.
All right, I am going to talk pawpaw, and I feel
you're fired.
I feel I'm giving away a bit of a state secret here, but it's a secret I don't really know. So what the hell? Maybe it's like me saying, "Hey, play the lotto, and maybe you'll win." And everyone's like, "Well, what are the winning lotto numbers?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just know that the lottery exists."
Mm-hmm.
So. Screwing around online a couple days ago, I learned about this like mythical fruit that his name is Harvey Fierstein, a mythical fruit called pawpaw.
Yep.
Like a redneck from H-Town would call their grandpa.
Oh.
H-Town?
You're an asshole. That's what I call my grandpa.
You're from Woodbridge.
Yeah.
And I love
he lives
you,
in
Pete.
Richmond, which, by the way, is totally the South.
And you crush way more ass than me, but let's be honest. You smoke a crap ton of menthols. You live on Red Bull.
I'm pretty redneck.
And
I understand.
You're missing more than your wisdom teeth.
I certainly am.
Also, you do have a tattoo of the place you're from, like inside a heart or a star somewhere on your body.
I'm checking all the boxes. All the boxes. This is very true.
It's right there.
We even called my cousin. Her name was Riri.
So, like, you would...
That's how country
You would
goes.
Be off the charts on, like...
Hey, Ray,
both...
Why don't you go see Papa?
The Are You Black checklist and the Are You At Risk For Heroin Use checklist.
Exactly.
Weird how comorbid that is. All right.
And I made it out alive.
You did. You made it out of the streets.
Liver's
the
not
streets.
Fine, but I'm still alive.
No, your liver is...
so if any of the listeners are interested in donating a liver...
Yeah.
No, it's fine right now. Don't I didn't want to alert anybody. Everybody went like silent. Like I got some bad news. And like you'll notice I'm sweating.
Not another GoFundMe.
To be honest, you don't want to be that asshole who like
I don't want to ask too late.
Exactly. You don't want to be the guy who like it's inspection month and suddenly you're like, oh crap, I need to do my wipers, I need to do my brakes. So you probably should put it out there that some listener should like donate a liver lobe.
At least think about it, guys.
A liver Lisa lobe. Yeah, they don't have to, like, die. Like, people don't have to die giving away livers now. It's pretty amazing. You give half, and they shove it in Pete's body, and he'll grow a new liver with the, what you gave him.
Mm-hmm. I won't even reject it. Is a liver a starfish? I mean, how does that work?
It's like sneezing in a Petri dish. Like, just a lot of liver meat appears a couple days later, okay. As long as you put it on the radiator.
Science.
It's amazing. And the person who got their liver plucked out, like, half of it, like, oh, God damn it. Who was it that gave fire to the mortals? Prometheus. There you go.
I was thinking Moana.
Yeah. Alyssa Milano?
No. Okay. The Disney movie, Moana.
Miley Cyrus?
Okay. Rock's character.
So, yeah, he would get his liver pecked out every day. But imagine, like, the bird that did that only ate half. That's what you would be like for a couple months. And the surgeon takes it all nice. Like, they don't use a bird to peck it out. And then, like, mama bird feed it.
Right back into
Pete's chest cavity.
That sounds miserable.
Wait, is that where your liver is?
Somewhere. Yeah.
Chest cavity is like lungs and heart.
It's like above your belly button, I think. Under the ribs, right?
It's right here.
That's a kidney. Or an
appendix. Yeah, I was going to say. I thought liver was like almost.
Liver's above the kidneys,
is
right?
Nipple level, right?
I thought liver was just like
it's just
back.
It's closer to the front. Kidneys are in the back.
Okay.
Yeah. It's about right here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Punch yourself there and see if that doesn't hurt worse than any other part on your body. Right here, I'm pretty sure a kidney shot would hurt a hell of a lot worse.
Nope,
because it'll release some bile and stuff. And
yes.
You'll gross.
Feel, some of that good stuff.
I have heard that
pretty
is
sick to your stomach.
That is the money shot in
I
boxing.
I learned that in combatives training.
Yeah, if you smash someone in the liver, like if you see a guy get hit in the liver, that can just put them on their knees. Like right, it's like the equivalent of a chick blowing you and then putting like just four fingers up your ass and mashing your prostate.
That sounds
fine.
Awful.
You're just like, you're Arnold Schwarzenegger and Conan.
How did you know I loved
that? I'm coming.
So what about this fruit, yo?
Yeah, pawpaw fruit. Pawpaw fruit.
What about it?
Yeah, what about this? All the kids are talking pawpaw.
How about it?
So pawpaw fruit is this fruit that exists in the DMV, which means district, the Maryland and Virginia, that kind of mashed up area.
Oh, not the Department of Motor Vehicles.
No. We, in the hip hop lingo.
MDVADC.
Yes, we call it the DMV.
All right. I'm white. I don't do hip hop. It's, so, you know.
It's cool, man. It's cool. I still love
you're
you,
fired.
Despite your racial handicap.
I will, as a representative from the Midwest, lay claim to the pawpaw.
You're taking my pawpaw.
Officially going to do that. The official pawpaw festival actually started in Ohio.
So, hold on. I just learned about this crap. It looks like
there's a festival.
It looks like a big fat pea pod that supposedly contains a fruit that tastes like banana custard, which is amazing. And I felt like such a jackhole because I was about to email you back and say they claim this tastes like banana custard. No fruit could taste that delicious, not acknowledging that the goddamn name banana custard would maybe convey that it was made out of a fruit. I suppose I was going for the fact maybe it was like fruit whipped up with sugar poured in it to make it super good, but it's supposedly just the tits. And you can't buy it in stores because once it's plucked, it rots. Like, it just found the Ark of the Covenant. Like, just like a Nazi, just...
Yeah.
That's how all Nazis die. They crap themselves.
I would describe... So I've had it before.
Hold on.
I would describe it...
This is so weird. So I mentioned it, and you legit have...
Yeah, no. My pawpaw, and by that I mean my dad.
Okay.
Has actually he has attended this festival that is solely dedicated to this exclusive fruit, the pawpaw, in Ohio.
You guys have such weird. Like I used to bang a girl in Columbus, and apparently by days I missed their pumpkin festival. So this is just like a thing in Ohio. Like,
you know what I'm imagining right now is your
me having
your
sex
dad
with that girl
in this
in Columbus?
Pawpaw festival, and it's just a giant key party, and he's doing peyote the
entire
time.
Yeah, exactly. Just war paint on his face.
It's the poor man's Burning Man.
just rubbing pawpaw on his chest.
Lick
this
yoni.
Custard goodness.
God. I would say like banana is probably what it's closest to. It's actually like I remember being fairly underwhelmed given the hype.
Son of
but,
a... Okay.
No. No, but
it's the first thing I cared about
it's
2014,
very,
but okay.
So it's... No, it's a very unique flavor. Like, it's been described as banana, like mango. Some people have even claimed that there's pineapple flavor in there, too. People have called it... You know, this NPR article called it the hipster banana, and another page called it the hillbilly mango. So they, people really like attaching... adjective and a fruit to it.
I call it the heroin town guava.
There you go. To each his own. I feel like when you call something hipster, it actually ascends to a level of irony beyond which you actually cannot call it hipster without it being ironic.
Twirling
because it's
your
become
mustache.
So mainstream because it's already been called hipster by NPR. No. but yeah, no, this festival has gone on in Ohio since 1999. It's been a while. It started today, I think, actually, again. It's pawpaw season.
Pawpaw. That is what I heard.
Do they grow on trees? Or
yes.
Like out of, okay.
No, that.
Oh, I got this. Pawpaw's basement.
Whoa. All right, there we go.
Yeah.
I think, all right.
Finally, we can monetize.
That's our show.
Fish. Yeah, finally. ten sweet years, but it's going to pay off.
All right. SNL, baby.
Chris, to answer your question, they are in these, like, it sounds like these hidden mythical groves. Like, people will talk online. I have seen several posts where it's like, I know the general area of where they are. I'm not going to post it online. Like, it's pretty much like, I don't know, send me your tits in a DM. We'll see what we can work with if we can figure something out. But, yeah, there are these hidden – it's allegedly they're not, like, an exclusive tree. Like, you just walk into the middle of the woods, and it's just – you're encircled. Kind of like when you find the Master Sword in Zelda. Like, you know you've entered this magic place.
Born.
Yeah, there's pawpaw crap everywhere, and
– so you have to get lost in the woods, and then, you know, the leaves part, and the sun shines down on the mythical pawpaw tree.
Yeah,
you have to specifically be on a spirit quest before
peyote.
You actually
peyote war paint.
It all comes back to peyote.
Yeah, everyone having
all
sex with everyone's woman.
All roads lead to peyote.
Just a free for all, a hippie bang fest.
Yep.
Yeah, if anyone listening in the DMV knows where specifically, there is pawpaw.
No, there's a festival in Maryland as well.
Really?
Yes, I believe it's in its fifth year right now. I don't know when it is, but. There is something in Maryland.
If only there were a website I could type that into to find out.
If only there were some sort of engine that could power some sort of internet search that would facilitate you acquiring more information about this festival.
We would be rich.
Google.
You know, I have this friend, Larry Page.
Larry Flint. His wife, Althea, horrible what happened to her.
Yeah, did too much peyote. No.
got banged by everyone at Burning Man, gave them all her AIDS.
Yep.
Horrible stuff.
Yeah.
All right,
now
so.
It's Burning Man when they pee.
So you're telling me I'm not going to have to burn any calories and walk around the woods and get deer ticks. I can just go to the Pawpaw Festival.
But that's not as fun.
September. You missed it. You missed it, bro.
What?
The Maryland Pawpaw Festival.
Oh, September 9th.
September 9th. Oh,
no. Oh man.
It's right. You can see. You can still catch the rest of the Ohio one this weekend, buddy. Just hopping that old
Datsun.
Old vehicle.
Did you get by in stores or anything? Like, how'd you have it?
I haven't. I want to test. I want to have some. I have not had pawpaw yet.
Oh.
I've not had pawpaw sweet nectar trickling down the corners of my mouth. Down my grateful throat.
See, but you're just building it up now. What happens when you actually try it and it's just the biggest letdown in your life?
I warned you.
I bet I'm going to bite into it and just eat like husk and seed like a goddamn idiot trying to eat a pineapple like a corn on a cob. And it's going to taste bitter as hell. I'm going to be like, that was garbage.
It's going to be like Superman Returns of fruit.
or like Kevin Spacey and K-Pax eating a banana.
A good pull. I haven't seen it.
Where he eats the banana with the peel on it. Just,
he does it like gorilla style.
Yeah, where he just doesn't peel the banana. He just eats it with the peel.
Like I eat peanuts.
Gorillas peel bananas.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun trick. They actually peel it from the bottom. That's how you're supposed to peel a banana.
So they're smarter than us.
Yeah, if you peel it from the top of the stem, you start mushing it down, and then you get that little, like, nugget at the bottom that's all disgusting and no one wants to eat or touch.
Oh, I do. That's like eating ass. You mash the...
peel it from the bottom.
I love how you use eating ass as, like, a reference for eating regular food.
Bowl of spaghetti, that like eating ass.
Hang on.
No, you just, you pinch the bottom, and you peel it, and just everything's so much cleaner, so much easier.
Like eating ass.
Sounds like eating ass, yeah.
That's pinch, how I do.
Pinch the bottom and eat that booty.
All right.
Yes, now that I've gotten the show canceled.
That's our show.
Yeah.
Now a word from our sponsors.
Papa's Basement listeners, this episode is brought to you by my friends at mybookie.ag. As you guys know, I am a Redskins fan, and after their season is over by week 4, I need to do something to keep me interested in football. Fantasy is for grandmothers and school marms. Real men gamble. And you can gamble your ass off at mybookie.ag. Do you know what AG means? That the site is based in Antigua and Barbuda. That's right, utter lawlessness. Uncle Sam holds no sway here. You can bet real American dollars on Bloodsport just as easily as the Chicago Bears. I do all of my gambling via mybookie.ag because I want to win money, not the tokens and party favors you see at other websites. I'm a grown-ass man, not a kid playing skee-ball looking to score a plastic mustache. MyBookie.ag has been around for ages. They do 100% cash bonuses, and you get your money within 2 business days. That is amazing. Go to MyBookie.ag and use promo code PAPA. Hell, you can even do it while using your smartphone on the toilet. Not even Vegas lets you gamble while dropping a deuce, which is why I'm not allowed within 500 feet of the Hard Rock anymore. MyBookie.ag, promo code PAPA. Get paid.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled program.
Just Wads over here.
Just Alex.
Just Alex, just Wads.
Just Wads, Wads. Is porn
Alex Wads, exactly. Just Wads.
Just Wads.
Just egg drop just soup Wads. Over here.
He puts Peter North to shame.
We brought up the subject of the hippie free-for-all in the desert that our teacher survived. Non-zero chance. By the way, he murdered a man with a scimitar during our attendance. I'm just putting it at non-zero. Not saying it's great, just non-zero.
Probably.
He hacked Prob in the back thinking he was a camel. He could drink the sweet
Sue
nectar out of
him. Sue that bastard.
Wads like that one.
Oh, man.
Good Prob reference. Prob is a guy we did some improv with.
Improv.
Yeah, exactly. Some improv with. And we always love Prob. Prob's is never an ending source of laughter for us. Prob's every character degenerated into a lawyer who would waggle his finger and go, "Sue the bastard," in his thick, thick Indian accent.
I feel like most listeners probably won't understand that reference, but it's okay.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
Inside jokes.
I'm sorry, the show's...
We're having too much fun.
The show is Prabhu. For Prabhu, by Prabhu. That's... We do it
John,
for us.
John, yes. You have a problem.
I probably do.
Sorry for this impromptu segue.
Oh man,
I've got nothing. You guys are crushing that. You are smashing the leather off the ball with that. I have zero. I'm trying to hobble along to the gym. I'm trying to go to the. Sorry, grease man. Trying to go to the Jim Carrey video that you mentioned.
Yes.
This thing has been making the rounds for a couple days now.
Yes.
We were on the subject of people who might be doing a little bit of peyote in the last couple of weeks.
Some substances.
So Jim Carrey, I believe, interviewed at Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, by some E! Entertainment lady. Gorgeous. I don't know. She's like in a half see-through suit. So you want to look up this clip. We're going to play the audio on air, but you want to look up the clip. She's like a lower rent, like Guidette. Natalie Portman, which is still way hot, right? Like, I mean,
can I use that, please?
What, Guidette? You know, yeah, Guidos and Guidettes. That's their word.
Blind date. I didn't know you were a Guidette.
Yeah.
That's cool.
My G.
You ever been to the one Italian restaurant I went to also in New Jersey?
Yes.
That's like my conversation.
The answer is always yes. They have been to Anthony's.
He's my uncle.
We marched at the same anti-black rally. Anthony's racist. We love his pizza, Italian. But he hates the people of color. What?
We're not lying. He does make good pizza.
He makes great pizza, and I don't know if Anthony's racist, but Wouldn't shock me.
Wouldn't shock me.
Wouldn't shock me if he was like De Niro in Taxi Driver, and any time a black person walks in the store, he's like fingering a 45 he keeps under the counter. Like a black guy walks in, he's like, oh, we no want to the trouble here. And the guy's like, I just wanted a pepperoni.
Remember when he got mad at me for taking pictures of his sign?
Yes.
And he said, you sell those online. Are you going to sell those online? Why would I sell those? What are you talking about, old man?
Yeah. The secret ingredient is a prejudice.
Oh, crap. So,
that guy's wild, man. I love him.
Just Wads reminded me of a video Jim Carrey interviewed for Fashion Week, Hot Broad doing the interviewing, where Jim is doing, I don't want to say like a pseudo-intellectual bit. It's fairly deep in its own. I don't know. It sounds like the first time you got legit jacked up to the point you had like an out-of-body experience on drugs and had your deep thoughts. And I don't know if he's just started doing drugs at a later age.
Yeah. All right, play
no,
the
I don't
play
think
clip.
So.
Don't
play the clip. He's been doing them for a while.
Hey, Jim Carrey. Yes. What? I've covered a lot of Fashion Weeks. This is the first time I've run in to Jim Carrey. Wait, tell me, is it true you're wandering the streets? You need a date to the party? What's up?
No. I'm doing just fine. I just.
Are you indicating that I pause, sir?
No, I was just saying. No, that's it.
Are we going to talk about the date thing?
No, keep going. Keep
some
going.
People okay. were... Okay.
You know, there's no meaning to any of this. So I wanted to find the most meaningless thing that I could come to and join. And here I am.
They're celebrating...
I mean, you got to admit, it's completely meaningless.
Well, they say they're celebrating icons inside.
I like my job. Maybe yeah. I don't have to.
Maybe I'm a prick. Maybe I'm not in a confrontational... He's putting this poor girl in a bind.
She is.
She's
making her have a really hard day.
I love it so
you're,
much.
You're
already.
Liking it so much. I mean, she's hot. She's probably going to marry like some hockey player or some crap and be mm-hmm. just fine. Squeeze out a couple pups, be completely forgotten.
She'll live.
What a great life.
She'll live.
Live to see another
one. Boy, that is just the absolute lowest aiming, you know, possibility that we could come up with. It's like icons. What do you believe in icons? I don't believe in personalities. I don't believe that you exist, but there is a wonderful fragrance in the air.
You don't like that one. That guy you want.
She doesn't exist, but her perfume does.
Yeah, if she doesn't exist, then whose ass am I looking at during this video?
why am I so erect?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not getting chubbed up for Liar Liar. It's this nice piece of
swarthy ass. It's gotta be the Chanel smell, right?
Yeah, your smell in the air. All right.
I don't believe certain icons have the power to make change, to think differently, to be bold, to inspire others. Artistry, you're one of them.
On the good foot. Ha!
I don't, what was that impression?
There's not even context.
I'm the good foot.
On the good foot.
On the good foot. Like James Brown.
On the good foot.
Yeah.
We got to keep going through that. That's too, that's too, yeah.
You shut it down now.
This has to be James
no,
Brown.
I don't believe in icons. I don't believe in personalities. I believe that peace lies beyond personality, beyond invention and disguise. Beyond the red S that you wear on your chest that makes bullets bounce off.
Leave Cam Newton out of this.
I believe that it's deeper than that. I believe we're a field of energy dancing for itself. And I don't care.
But Jim, you got really dressed up for the occasion. You look good.
No, she is
a not an accident?
I didn't get dressed
Who
up.
Who did?
There is no me.
There's no you.
No.
We're not here. This is a dream?
It's just things happening. And there are clusters of tetrahedrons moving around together.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's happening in our world right now? Because there is a lot of news that actually is relevant that's not that uplifting.
Here's the thing. It's not our world.
None
that's
of this is
key.
Real?
Nope.
So you're just passing
We don't
through.
Matter. We don't matter.
Oh, wow.
There's the good news.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
He did decide to get dressed and show up, though.
Yeah. That's props to him for that.
Props to him.
Props to him.
Got me. I don't know. I think the interviewer handled it as best that she could, but what this basically reminds me of is like that kid
in like the freshman in philosophy 101 who's really happy that he got an A minus
on his paper.
And he wants to tell everybody about how nothing matters. All the things that he learned.
I love it how he comes up and she's like, "Oh, hey, what are you doing here?" He's like, "Yeah, you know this event that you're all working really hard on? It is garbage and nothing, and I find it great how meaningless your life is right now covering this." And she just like,
well, that's the mean side of it.
But I mean, he opens right up with it. And there's so much debate going on with this. Like, oh, you know, he doesn't believe in icons, but a month, 2 months prior, he came out with his little painting documentary that was like 6-7 minutes long about how I love to paint. Painting, you know, relaxes me and calms me down. And everyone looked up to him for this. Everyone's like, oh, man, you're so, like, spiritual. I never realized this side of Jim Carrey. And they focus on that. And then he comes through and is like, oh, yeah, I'm an icon? No, I'm not. Fuck you.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry.
I have a poll for you guys, though. Who's the better interviewee, Jim Carrey or Marshawn Lynch?
It's not even a contest, Marshawn Lynch.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yes.
And now, if you would have said, like, Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix.
No. Joaquin. It's the twin brother.
You want some wisdom?
Just spits the loogie before every scene.
Here's Marshawn Lynch. You tell me who's better. Give me a second.
It just clicked in my mind that if you just run through somebody's face, a lot of people ain't going to be able to take that over and 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 over again. They're just not going to want that. Think there's a deeper metaphor there? Run through a motherfucker face.
There you go. If you want to even...
True words have never been spoken.
I'm sold, I think.
If you even want to put that clown Jim Carrey in the same room with Confucius over there, I pity you.
I think if Jim Carrey, you know, got into codeine, maybe.
I mean, he's just
chilled out a little bit.
It sounds like a Bill Hicks retread. Which, and I'm sorry, I know this is like comedy anathema. I find Bill Hicks overrated as hell. Like maybe his material has been done to death by a ton of people, so that's why it doesn't sound original. Like, if someone, I'll give an example, plays the Beatles for you, and they're like, isn't this incredible? And you're like, that sounds like a lot of rock I've heard, which might be a stupid thing to say. But Kraftwerk, a better example. Kraftwerk, kind of the founding fathers of techno and industrial. If you play Kraftwerk now for someone, let me fire up some Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk. Our friend Hubert said that the interviewer should have asked Jim Carrey how many kids he thinks he might have killed by not getting them immunized.
Oh,
is he against
immunized?
Immunizations? No shit.
Well, his dumb pump that he used to be with
Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy was big time against him, and he just probably sat there and did his Lloyd Christmas smile while she was spouting that crap. Yeah. So here we're gonna do a little. Give me 1 second. We have to.
Sorry, I meant fake kids. They're not real.
Yeah, he has never procreated because he is.
No, I mean the kids that died because of that. Nothing was real.
So this is Kraftwerk. It's pretty basic sounding, right? This was seismic at the time this crap came out. Like, not a guitar? This isn't Jimi Hendrix wailing away on a wah-wah pedal? No, it's the computer making music. This is insane. It sounds pedestrian as S to us now.
I don't know.
It sounds like a GarageBand loop.
Yes. Right now,
but this was like hoverboards back then. Flying cars.
This is it. This is the damn jam. Like, there was nothing like this.
Kraftwerk. Oh,
God. You have to watch this video, by the way. You want to talk something to do on peyote. It's a bunch of, like, mannequins dancing to the rhythm of the song. Like, little robot mannequin. God,
it sounds like an awful thing to do on peyote. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, your soul would melt. Jim Carrey is doing what Bill Hicks did, like, 25 goddamn years ago. Like, I'm going to play Bill Hicks right now. I think this is a bit where he's doing a fake newscaster reporting a kid who dropped acid, realized we're all the same consciousness, yada, yada. But let me just play it real fast for you.
Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration, that we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively.
Is he recording inside like a...
There is no such thing as
He's death. Inside a hobo's asshole.
Life right is now. Only a dream. And we are the imagination of ourselves.
And the clip dies there, but I think it goes back to you, Diane.
That sounds like the intro to Maggot Brain by Funkadelic.
Nice pull. Wow.
There you go.
Nicely done. God damn.
Sounds like Timothy Leary.
I'm
almost.
I mean, I respect you, but like, be more open about all the drugs you're doing then. And talk about expanding your horizons and all that crap. Don't just lay out some poor E. Hollywood bitch who's got to do her stupid job. Like,
now's the time. Now's the time to let the people.
Yeah.
Now's the time to let the people know the truth.
Yeah, you've already. God, suddenly I get all the people who are bitching about Colin Kaepernick sitting down during the anthem. It all clicked in my head.
E News, you're the vessel for this important wave of my conscience.
Yeah, they're right. God damn it! I just came to watch some fashion news. Why is this asshole trying to blow my doors of perception?
Now's the time.
I don't understand what he has against Superman. Why he brought that?
That's truth, justice, the American way right there.
Yeah.
That dude is everything. Crap. We are getting close to the end of the... Getting close to finishing in my pants. I've been edging this whole time.
All right.
I'm going to pawpaw fruit all over the three of you. Whoever gets the most in their mouth.
Great way to end the show.
Banana custard in my mouth.
Wins the t-shirt. There's a final story I want to cover because I could laugh about this. But I genuinely realized what human garbage I was, given my reactions when going through this. I'm going to cut back to you, Just Wads, while you're nodding. I'm human garbage.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to nod while I said it.
Sorry, I was zoned out.
It's cool.
What do you want?
So I know it's hard.
I mean, we all know it's hard, John.
I'm going to just let that sit there. A couple of days ago, a story broke where really what we were supposed to walk away with was a rich, privileged broad got out of her Porsche, gut shot a hobo twice in cold blood, and then sped away. And to add insult to injury, she was the daughter of a rich lawyer. Like, this could only be better if her dad was like an oil tycoon.
Yeah. You need Captain Planet to save the day on that.
Yeah, we need... We need people to hate in this world, and the thought of, like, this stunning blonde shooting a hobo because she's so privileged she thinks she can murder, that resonates in the heroin towns that all of you guys are from originally. I learned about the story a couple days later, and I start clicking through because what has come to light, this is the real, by the way, these are the real journalists, okay?
Okay.
Not that poor lady having to deal with Jim Carrey.
The ones that described how hot she was?
Yes. This woman, Katie Lane Quackenbush, which is the worst porn name.
Yeah, it really is.
Quackenbush is the most dick-softening last name I've ever heard. Like, I don't care
Speak
how
for yourself.
Really? You like Quackenbush?
I don't listen to my brain on this one.
You always had a thing for Webigail on DuckTales? Yeah.
It wants what it wants.
The dick wants what it wants. Confucius. So
Confucius, hey.
Katie Lane Quackenbush shoots she wrote, "I'm not a bad person," and shared a music video to her song Outlaw Love. So she's some sort of aspiring musical artist.
So in her apology letter, she was like, "But don't forget to subscribe."
Yeah, that would be like if I ran over a person and in the apology, I was like, also in papasbasement.com, you can find us on iTunes, find us on Stitcher, don't forget YouTube, Facebook,
Oh, so Bruce,
leave us a comment.
It's pretty.
But all of it's true. You should do all those things.
So she claims she got out and shot a hobo in self-defense, got out of her Porsche SUV. So not even just regular Porsche expense.
Okay, well,
Porsche SUV expense.
Quick question.
Yes.
Was he stabbing hobo or singing hobo?
Sleeping hobo.
Sleeping, the cutest kind. Okay. Like pretty much the little whittle puppy of the hobo world. So it comes to light that she's an $800 an hour escort. on top of everything else.
After daddy's money?
On top of daddy's money, you can pop one inside this songbird for a mere 800. For a mere near 4.
If she went by Katie Lane, that would sound fine enough to be a porn star.
Katie Lane, yeah. It sounds almost like Jamie Lane from Warrant, who died. Jamie Lynn Sigler from Sopranos. It works.
It totally works.
The E sound is repeated. It's kind of sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if her porn name was just Quackenbush.
Professor Quackenbush.
Yeah, you. Like Macklemore, just Quackenbush. It would not be very... So I'm flipping through the photos, and the first pics of her, if you want to look her up.
Yeah, doing it right now.
There is some...
Doing like, it.
You see the dirty hobo who looks like Santa if he was from your heroin hometown.
Oh, yeah, really you got to make him look like garbage compared to the, you know, innocent white girl.
It's exactly. She can do no wrong. The widow gun just went off in her handies. She doesn't know how to use it. There's a photo of her in lingerie looking like a vapid brunette Barbie. I mean, like, legit, like something from a bimbofication porno site. So it's hot. And there's a bunch of shots of her inked up. Not my favorite thing on earth, but certainly not a deal breaker. She's got big fake cans. At first,
Dad paid for him.
Yeah, I'm legit. The first thing that turns me off actually is not that this woman tried to murder a hobo. It's that one of her pictures is captioned, she's got her shirt up and this tattooed, like full sleeve, hand and arm across her nipples. Well, actually, that's turn off number one. But it's captioned Outlaw First Lady. So I'm already getting soft in the dick just because. So I'm coming around to the hobo side.
Okay, I'm waiting for it.
Yeah. I'm starting to see things from the hobo side because I don't know about you dudes. I hate when pretty girls get to say just dumb crap. And we have to be like, yeah, that's cool. Outlaw First Lady. I get what that means. It means nothing, you stupid bitch.
Stop just trying to make fetch a thing. Fetch will never be a thing.
It's gibberish. It means literal nothing. But you have huge fake tits and big DS and lips. And we have to go, oh, yeah, Outlaw First Lady. Which one? Michelle Obama? The one we got now? I don't care.
Ivanka?
It all makes sense to me. So there's other pictures, other hot pictures. And I'm like, I'm suddenly on her side again. What gets me, and where I suddenly turn on her with a quickness, bunch of
Whackness.
Photos. Yeah, bunch of photos where she doesn't look all that hot. I feel misled, much like when I pulled girls off of MySpace as a lad. And where I really turn on her,
Jesus.
I learn she has a kid. I'm like, you dirty bitch.
You're dead to me.
Yeah.
Please go to jail forever.
Like, why did you make me love if you were just going to break my heart? You took me on this emotional roller coaster. By the end of it, I want you to get the death penalty for trying to kill this poor innocent hobo. We're all equal in God's eyes.
Well, the two stories to this, to me, are just... I mean, completely and totally different, as they would be in a situation, you know, good versus evil.
Mm-hmm.
But on his side, he was like, I was sleeping on a park bench. She rolls up.
Sleeping on a park bench.
She rolls up in her SUV, blasts some music. Uh-huh. I went up to ask her if she could turn it down.
Her own music, probably.
Her own. Oh, I don't know.
Her own. That's how she gets wet.
Don't I sound great?
But he goes up to ask her to turn it down, and she gets out of the car, has a gun,
mm-hmm.
and shoots him in the stomach, and then drives away.
Wow.
She claims she was dropping off her friend, and there's this creepy, you know, homeless man harassing all these women. Mm-hmm. So they get out of the car, and the homeless man starts walking towards them. So she screams, I have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she fired.
She also has a car to get her big fake tits back into,
right.
But continues.
She says she fired two warning shots.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Dose. She says that she closed her eyes and didn't know that the gun was pointing at the man when she shot him in the stomach.
So she is claiming she is every female heroine at the end of a domestic abuse lifetime drama.
Yes.
Where they, against everything, they have to pull out the gun, close their eyes, shoot twice, and then Jesus guides the bullets.
But after shooting him, her and her friend ditch the car, run to a McDonald's, and wait there for an hour. Let things
fries
blow.
Are good after killing a hobo.
Never
Can
called
I get
the police
too.
Yeah, they never called the police. Nothing. They just sat there. And then she goes back to her car, drops off her friend, and drives home to where she tells her dad, "Hey, I think I shot a homeless guy."
Isn't that what Steve Stevens did too? The Facebook killer. Sorry to derail this, but I think there's something about killers and McDonald's.
McDonald's is just
he got caught in my hometown.
Something about murder really just makes me want a Big Mac. Yeah.
He got caught in my hometown.
Cold blood in Erie.
The lady who disrailed him from his fries lives like right down the street.
Really?
There's no time.
I love, like, I'm not one of those big, like, white privileged people, but holy crap, this girl being a hot white chick, getting to even pull the excuse, I shot a man, and then I just went to McDonald's for an hour.
I cannot wait to write a song about this.
And people are just like, maybe that's the truth. Can you imagine if a black dude shot a hobo, and then was like, then I went to McDonald's? Like, he'd be dead now.
He'd be persecuted and, like, lynched.
Yes, they would legit have, like, bullet trained his ass to the electric chair. Like, how dare you shoot our white hobos? They're a national treasure in sweet heroin town.
Well, she didn't call the police, and, you know, when she comes back, the body's not there, but her car's still there. If someone were to pick him up and take the dude to the hospital, they'd be like, oh, hey, look, an empty car. This seems awry.
Yeah.
Something's not right here.
The hobo maybe got out of his Porsche SUV and shot himself in the gut. That's, I think I've cracked the case. And also for the junior perverts out there, I just want you to know you can get a great escort for way less than $800.
Oh, yeah.
Do not
I was going to mention that earlier, but I didn't want to.
That was the most offensive part of the entire article.
That's absurd.
A mother charging $800?
You shouldn't be spending any more than $200, guys. That's you can really get away with $200 for a really good time.
I try to go with $300.
Oh, yeah. Well, for her.
Because if you go 200, you might have to pay like an extra 100 for the copay to get the penicillin shot.
That's fine. And it's $25 for the copay.
Oh, God. Look at you. Look at you living in
doing math.
Friggin' Switzerland over there.
How much is Plan B? I feel like that might be an added cost, too.
I feel like you guys should have been my Plan B economics teachers.
Yeah, no, if you happen to finish, throw some rice up there.
Oh, and just dry it out like a cell phone.
Yeah.
100%.
Rice is the cure-all.
I can 100% tell you that Plan B is $50. $40, I think, if you get the generic.
Oh, it's 60 in some places.
Okay, then Plan B is 60 and the generic's 50. But the generic is two pills, and I never trust a woman to take the size.
Yes, they have to take them 12 hours apart, and there's no way. But if you go to Planned Parenthood, it's like $25.
Really?
That was going to be my next question. Yep. Thank you.
No, I went straight up like a Walgreens.
CVS, it's 50, I think.
Is it? Okay. Yeah.
There's never like a Planned Parenthood like 2014 anywhere.
I've never seen a Planned Parenthood.
I mean, you're the only one of us having sex in Latino neighborhoods, so I would assume all over that.
Perma-pregnant.
Yes, just pregnancy in the water. Wads, with your big wads, you've had to purchase many a Plan B, just busting right through the condom?
Once.
Like Jiffy Pop?
Once. Yep, CVS, $50.
And I love, by the way, I love what an international player you are. What was the ethnicity of the woman you had
to
play?
So this one was actually white, believe it or not.
God damn, listen to this ass crusher.
Listen.
You screw like Marco Polo. You're like, I've had Indian women, I've had Asian chicks.
Well, I've been around the world.
Yeah.
Hartford to Back Bay. That's the lyric, right? Am I dated right now?
Are you doing Sade?
MC Hammer? Can't touch this. Around the world. Hartford to L.A.
You said Back Bay the first time.
That's actually from the never mind. That's from a Family Guy episode. Yeah. I'm
can't sue me.
All right, I like the MC Hammer pull.
Can't touch me. That's what it is. Yep, it's Peter Griffin.
So you were quoting a parody song and making me look like a horse's ass.
Oh man, that's weird that I remember that as the actual lyric. I love Family Guy. Great show. Plugging Family Guy right now.
That's cool. Like
it went downhill in the years.
Seasons 1 through 7, 1 through 6, 1 through 6.
Oh, just like Simpsons.
Oh, don't hate.
Guys, it is 9:45, which means
it's time for us to punch before they punch us.
Yeah, we gotta do the thing where we get out of here. Hold on, let's see if this is the right clip. Yes, it is. All right, that Street Fighter II, you beat M. Bison music.
You should have played Homegirl's greatest hit.
Katie Lane's.
Right. Then I got myself a meal.
All right, everyone.
Who's got the next lyric?
There's
more?
Yeah, exactly. Like, let's just, you get drunk, you sing I Shot the Sheriff, and you act like you've nailed the entirety of the Can't Touch This rap. Or Can't Touch Me, as some people remember it. Some people high on peyote and mescaline. Ooh. Look at him. He's just zoned out.
He's out.
He's just full of pawpaw.
What? Paw Yodi.
All right, everyone. That was Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio.
That was a reach around.
Show's site in... Did you say a reach around? Show's website in papasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is hosted there, as well as my writing. I've been doing a little bit of that lately. If you go to the site, I am hosting some crap that I put out that McSweeney's, an actual humor site of renown, soundly rejected. Nards to them, I say. Yeah, but go there. Everything we've ever done, our social media links, at Papa's Basement for me on Twitter. We have Facebook.com/Papa's Basement, YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. If you want to see our pretty faces, we did a good job, I think, of jumping back and
forth. Good job, boys.
Good job, you besties. Yeah.
You didn't blow it!
iTunes, you blew it! iTunes and Stitcher, subscribe, rate us, share us, please. I know there's like 10 to 15 of you listening right now. Please make it your mission in life, getting us noticed.
My mom's listening.
Yeah, don't you want to die for a good cause?
Feed the beast.
Yeah, put on a Papa's Basement shirt. Don't get shot by an overcharging MILF hooker. And just make sure your corpse is displayed with that clown face logo proudly. Right?
Exactly.
Right, Pete? All right. 100%. Guys, do your
outfits. We'll send you free stickers if you do it.
Yes. Hey, exactly. You know what? DM us, message us, whatever. We'll send you free stickers. You can put them all over the place. Whatever men's room with glory holes that you haunt, sticker it up. Dudes, do your thing.
Hey, I'm P. Maybe. I'm at P. Maybe. I said that at the beginning of the show, but maybe you just caught the last app.
Maybe.
You don't know how to listen to podcasts. I'm also at pmaybe.com, and that's about it for me. See you guys next week.
Just Alex or just Wads? You know.
Just fat pawpaw buttercream.
Fat bitch. No. That's Wizard of Waz, WAZZZ, on Twitter or Instagram. I will not pay attention to you, so yeah. Don't follow me. And that's
unless about... you are some hot condom breaking booty.
There you go. Whispers. Yeah, I will buy you Plan B.
He's a gent.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
He will shoot any hobo that scares you.
That's no McDonald's tonight, baby.
Yep.
It's all for me.
Chris?
I'm Chris, at White Suit Guy on Twitter, which I've used it to follow Pete Maybe, and that's because my mom told me I had to.
Yeah. There you go.
Good being here.
I like that your mom didn't mention anything about me. Thanks, lady. All right, till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.